Smid the spider is my best friend. He's the smid on who you can depend. We all know when something goes wrong, Smid will come through with singing a song. Smid works hard on a job with low pay. He comes home at the end of the day. All he wants is the love of his life and having enough money to make his girlfriend his wife.
Smid the Spider Battles a Pandemic. Written by John Eaton. Illustrated by Melissa Shepherd. Music and lyrics by John Eaton and Pete Diamond. And narrated by Darren Cullum. This book features Smid the Spider, Smid's girlfriend Bid, and Herman the Harvestman. Smid, Bid and Herman have been away on holiday, but when they get home again, they discover something rather spidister. They seem to have brought back more than just their luggage.
Achoo!
Smid sneezed so loudly he nearly blasted his girlfriend Bid off her seat. Smid gulped. That took me by surprise.
That took everyone by surprise,
Bid replied.
I was certainly very surprised, added Herman the Harvestman, which isn't a good thing, because I've got quite a headache.
The three friends sat together at the airport. They just had an exciting holiday in Olivetti, a beautiful country in southern Eurospidia. They'd done lots of walking. They'd travelled on many trains. They'd even gone for a few boat rides. Now it was time to go back to Smidland and home. After such a relaxing break, you'd think they'd be feeling fighting fit. But they weren't. Smid wasn't just sneezing, he was coughing too. In fact, he was coughing far more than he was sneezing. And if you've never heard a Smidling cough, count yourself lucky. It's not nice. Bid wasn't feeling well either. She looked tired and pale. Smid didn't tell her this, of course. Bid could be a bit touchy about the way she looked. As for Herman, he looked awful. He looked so awful that other travellers at the airport refused to sit next to him.
Well, that's just bad manners, Smid said. Nothing wrong with us. I've never had a day's sickness in my life, and I'm not about to start now. Besides, we've just had a holiday.
And he started to cough again. Smid realised he was finding it quite hard to breathe. He began to feel hot too, so he drank a couple of bottles of ice-cold Arachnacola Light.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?